Page 192. Confronting the painful history of slavery.
Good morning. Well, about an hour's drive from New Orleans along the Mississippi River sits the Civil War era sugarcane plantation. The Whitney Plantation looms as a stark reminder that our nation was built on the backs of slaves. It's a tough part of our history to remember, but one man is investing a fortune to bring it all back to life.
This house is full of secrets.
They would sleep on pallets on the floors.
Beneath whitewashed ceilings, through quiet gardens, a dark history unfolds. Tourists peer into cages where slaves were beaten. Statues of black children stare back at them. In this sanctuary, memorializing the harsh reality of slavery, one figure seems out of place.
Good to see you.
77-year-old John Cummings. 16 years ago, the New Orleans native and millionaire trial lawyer jumped at the chance to buy this 250-acre plantation without really knowing what he was getting into.
Michael, what didn't you know?
And I got to the slave part, and I saw some of the inventories from successions, and I was looking, man, 40 people just traded like cattle. And so then I discovered the oral histories, and that's when the light went on.
I got something here.
Well, I've got a great injustice here.
Cummings decided to dedicate the entire plantation to the slave perspective. He spent $8 million of his own money collecting antiques and commissioning art. The vacant Whitney started coming back to life.
I tell people when they say, well, why is a white man involved in this? I'll say, well, don't you remember? It was a white man who caused all of this.
Copyright CBS News.